USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tuesday is Read Across America Day, and cancel culture strikes again. Dr. Seuss, a.k.a. Theodore Geisel, has been dropped from the annual Read Across America event by the Virginia school system. Dr. Seuss books have long been a staple of the program. Cancel culturists say it's because the books allegedly have strong racial undertones. Dr. Seuss died at his home in La Jolla, California in the fall of 1991. A federal judge on January 29 sentenced former FBI attorney Kevin Kleinsmith to 12 months of probation for forging an email that resulted in one of several major errors in the application to spy on former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. 29-year-old Brittany Gosney, an Ohio mother, has been charged with killing her 6-year-old son and disposing of his body in the Ohio River. Gosney has been charged with murder, abuse of a corpse, and tampering with evidence in the death of her son, James Hutchinson. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday agreed to decide the legality of a decades-old congressional decision to exclude Puerto Rico from a federal program that provides benefits to low-income elderly, blind, and disabled people. Many Puerto Ricans have long complained that the Caribbean islands' residents are treated worse than other Americans, despite being U.S. citizens. Utility bills got you down? You're not alone.
That prediction comes from fourth-generation oil and gas professional Jay Young of Dallas-based King Operating.
You know, not natural gas, but your gasoline at the pump is going to go up. And it's going to go up substantially. I mean, we've already seen gasoline prices over the last 2 to 3 months go up 30, 40 cents. And it's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any better anytime soon.
Jay Young tells us to expect $4 a gallon later this year.
We're going to be paying a lot more. We'll be paying $4 at the pump by end of this year.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Christopher Bell is a NASCAR Cup Series racer, driving the number 20 Toyota Camry for Joe Gibbs Racing. He also is the 2017 NASCAR Camping World Truck Series champion. Motor Racing Network recently caught up with the young driver and asked him the secret of Joe Gibbs Racing's successes.
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing is just his knowledge of people and knowing how to put the right people in the right positions to do the right job. And that's something that I've always really respected Coach for is his ability to do that. He's just so sharp and he knows his employees in and out, and you know he knows which ones are the right fits to get the job done.
After winning the last road course race at Daytona, he's now a part of the playoff hunt.
I would say for me it's the fact that I've won now in the Cup Series, and I hope that I'm able to rattle off a couple more here. And yeah, so it's tough, you know, you're in this sport for a reason. You're kind of labeled as only as good as your last race. So right now I'm great, but last year whenever I wasn't running so well, you know, I feel like a lot of people had written me off. So it's nice to be relevant again, and I hope that I'm able to keep it up for the weeks to come.
NASCAR invades Las Vegas, Nevada this weekend, culminating with the Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube on Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. 14 games are scheduled for Tuesday as Major League Baseball spring training continues. The earlier game start at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. One late game tonight at 9:05 p.m. as National League West rivals Dodgers and Giants playing. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.